Last week, the New South Wales government released its response to the Family is Culture report that examined Aboriginal children in the out-of-home care system. One of the key reforms announced was the appointment of an independent Aboriginal children's guardian to help deal with the over-representation of Indigenous children in state care. For Aboriginal child protection advocates, these reforms are a step in the right direction, but don't go far enough on the long road to self-determination. Toby Hemmings has the story.
It's been 7 months since the Families Culture Report into the New South Wales out-of-home care system was publicly released. Last Wednesday, the Minister for Families and Communities, Gareth Ward, released his response, announcing a new Deputy Children's Guardian specifically to deal with Aboriginal children. Also announced was the Aboriginal Knowledge Circle, made up of five independent advisers to strategise with the Minister on how to reduce the disproportionate numbers of Aboriginal children in out-of-home care.
This report wasn't the end of consultation. In fact, it's the beginning. That was also at the heart of Professor Davis's review, that more consultation needs to happen with Aboriginal communities and families. And that's what I want the Aboriginal Children's Guardian to do. That's what I want the Knowledge Circle to do.
Yet despite the release of this report, there are concerns from Aboriginal child protection experts that this doesn't go far enough. Dana Clark is a Biripi and Wurundjeri woman and the chair of the board of ABSEC, the peak body for Aboriginal children and families in New South Wales. An ABSEC representative is provided by Minister Ward as one of the five advisers to sit on the Aboriginal Knowledge Circle. Yet Dana Clark isn't giving the government's response a ringing endorsement.
I thought it was quite uninspiring that there was a 3.5-page response to a 434-page document.
Dana Clark questions how such a group as the Knowledge Circle can effectively speak for different groups with different parenting styles across the state.
I've spoken to the Minister and I truly believe he's committed to what he's doing. However, how can a small band of people represent the whole state? How do they get fed the knowledge that they should be giving in that Knowledge Circle? And what's the Commissioner going to do outside of the out-of-home care sector?
For Paul Gray, Associate Professor at the Jumbunna Institute for Indigenous Education and Research and a Wiradjuri man, the Knowledge Circle, only having an advisory role, doesn't satisfy the notion of self-determination that the Families Culture Report calls for.
Consultation and participation isn't enough for self-determination. And I think Professor Davis made that point really clear in her report. And really, this is one of those recommendations that goes all the way back to bringing them home. So it's long overdue that we actually see some action on that.
Under the report, self-determination for Aboriginal people would mean an active and independent role for Aboriginal communities in the child protection system. As of last year, 41% of the children within the out-of-home care system in New South Wales were Aboriginal. Minister Gareth Ward thinks it is essential to work within the existing legislation to deal with this overrepresentation.
It's important that we recognise the overrepresentation of Aboriginal kids in the system, but we use that existing infrastructure to embed an Aboriginal voice in the changes that are required. If you go ripping and tearing at a system like this, you actually create more confusion and more disconnect for families. The connection to culture is absolutely fundamental and important. And I believe that as the Minister. I don't just say that. I believe that. I think that's incredibly important and I want to see that continue.
Dana Clark, on the other hand, has over 30 years of experience working within the sector. To her, further advisory bodies haven't brought about lasting change.
We get people come and talk to us. They listen to what we say, they hear what they want to hear, and they take away from those listenings what they want to do and do with it as they please. So to me, what they're not doing is they're not actually hearing the voices of Aboriginal people, what Aboriginal people are actually saying. They're listening, they're taking away, and they're doing with it as they please. But where is the accountability?
David Shoebridge, Greens MP and spokesperson for Aboriginal Justice, thinks that the government is trying to do something minor without dealing with the underlying structural problems that impact on this system.
There is a resistance in some parts of politics to acknowledge that Aboriginal families and Aboriginal kids need to be treated separately and differently, because at the moment we have laws that effectively apply across the board, and the end results are that we're getting this, you know, extraordinarily racially biased application of child protection laws.
Greater results in dealing with this overrepresentation could be provided by resources to help Aboriginal children before they enter the out-of-home care system, as Paul Gray explains.
We need to see much more action in the prevention and early intervention space, because we know that out-of-home care is should only be the last resort, and a lot more needs to be done to try to help families to keep their kids safe at home.
For Dana Clark, the changes that these kids in care need are large and urgent in order to protect this next generation.
It's about ensuring that we have a future with our children, because they are the bright lights in our black future. They are the people that will be leading our communities in the future, and we've got to make sure that they have every life opportunity that's available to them.
Dana Clark, Chair of the ABSEC Board, ending that report by Toby Hemmings.